This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress on a Charlotte Billings. Charlotte is the first name. Billings, Billings, is the last name. Now I'm asking you before I start meditation, please dictate this to the fullest extent and do not leave blanks. My last two dictations on this patient, you just gave me a blank, and you've been doing this for several of my patients. This throws me off immensely, and the nursing home does need these progress notes, so please do not dictate me blanks. And this is the third time I'm dictating her recently, and the last two dictations, I got nothing. Okay, chief complaint. Mrs. Billings was seen regarding multiple strokes, and she also has diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia, and she has a left above knee amputation and a right above knee amputation of her legs, period. She also complains of a cough today. New paragraph history. Mrs. Billings has a cough today, but there is a cough going around, and she does not feel short of breath or have any major sore throats or chest pain or other symptoms, period. New line. She has had multiple cerebrovascular accidents affecting both sides of her body, and so she's non-ambulatory, and she actually has hemiplegia and hemiparesis in both sides, period. She needs a Hoyer lifted transfer, period. She's had amputations due to gangrene, period. She has diabetes mellitus, and there's no polyuria in her polydipsia. And actually, sugars have been better for the past week, period. They've been running high in previous weeks and months. And they do fluctuate a bit, period. I don't know. The Trulicity does seem to be helping her, period. She has hypertensive chronic kidney disease also, period. She is voiding, though, and making urine, period. New paragraph, review of systems is negative for chest pain, dyspnea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, bleeding, or dysuria, period. Examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing and does appear adequately nourished. She has a bilateral above-knee amputations, period. Temperature 98.1, pulse 77, respiratory rate 18, blood pressure 116 over 64, O2 saturation 93%. Head and neck is unremarkable, oral mucosa normal, neck supple without nodes, lungs were cleared to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur. No carotid bruit, abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, CNS, cranium is grossly intact, oral mucosa normal, dentition is poor though. She has weakness in all four of her limbs, a little worse on the right. Plantars are equivocal bilaterally, sensation is grossly intact bilaterally, she does feel pain. She is legally blind. Musculoskeletal colon, she has bilateral above-knee amputations, period. The stump sites are clean, period. Skin is otherwise intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. Musculoskeletal, she has decreased shoulder range of motion. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Billings is debilitated due to multiple strokes, and she has diabetes mellitus, period. She's on atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily for lipids, period. Two 2. She has diabetes mellitus, and she gets Novolog Flexpen 8 units before meals, TID, plus Trulicity 1.5 milligrams weekly, plus Lantus 50 units daily. Period. 4. She has schizophrenia and history of major depression and psychosis. And I will continue Seroquel 100 milligrams twice a day, plus lorazepam 0.5 milligrams nightly, plus venlafaxine 150 milligrams twice a day, period. She's also on trials that are 150 milligrams at night for sleep, period. 4. She has constipation. I'll continue Miralax 17 grams daily. 5. She has essential hypertension. And I will continue clonidine 0.1 milligram twice a day, plus amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, plus metoprolol 50 milligrams twice a day, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, and she may have Robitussin for cough if need be, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.